Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And now the second of our too many debates on controversial New York State ballot questions you can vote on tomorrow, the school bond question. You can vote yes or no on whether the state should borrow $2 billion to expand broadband infrastructure in schools and buy modern computer equipment. The money would also be used to expand classroom space to accommodate the universal pre-K that's now being implemented around the state. This is largely an Andrew Cuomo initiative, and here he is referring to it during his candidate interview on this program on Friday.
You'll be getting an email saying, please vote for the school bond issue to invest $2 billion in technology in schools.
He says invest, but it's borrow. The school bond issue, $2 billion in new debt, a good idea for its purposes. Let's get two views. For a yes vote, Amy Perry Del Corvo, executive director of the New York State Association for Computers and Technologies in Education, and E.J. McMahon, senior fellow for tax and budgetary studies at the Manhattan Institute and director of its Empire Center for New York State Policy. E.J., welcome back. Amy, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you, Brian, and good morning.
Good morning.
And listeners, call in with your questions about this ballot question. It's question three on the ballot in New York State tomorrow, this bond act, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And as we did with our first mini debate, let me give each of you a couple of unfettered minutes to make your case. Amy, you're on the pro side, so tell everyone why to vote yes on this from your point of view.
I think it's fairly simple, Brian. We owe it to the students of New York State to have adequate tools in order for their success long term. The tools not only include the tablets that you've been hearing so much about or the personal technology devices, but more importantly than that, we have school districts that still do not have broadband access within their school districts or within the communities that the teachers and the students live in. So broadband access cannot be denied. Infrastructure upgrade, not just a short term. And then, of course, the classroom upgrades that you've been hearing so much about.
EJ, why not? These sound like mom and apple pie kinds of things in today's world.
Well, I guess there's a couple of points there. One is, as you just alluded to, it's not all tech. And New York City will spend its entire $700-odd million on school buildings or on building expansions or improvements. And the city of New York actually has a higher bond rating than the state of New York. And so it doesn't make much sense for the state to use up scarce borrowing capacity to hand it to the city of New York to build school buildings, which it would reimburse a big share of the cost of if the city did it itself. Secondly, schools themselves did not attach a high priority to buying classroom technology. This bond act didn't come mainly from the governor. It came solely from the governor. There was no clamor for this. The Board of Regents didn't ask for it. The major public school broad-based groups, the School Boards Association, the superintendents, et cetera, were profoundly ambivalent on it and haven't endorsed it. There's a lot of higher priorities school have, and meanwhile, there's many higher priorities for the state's own bond financing. The state has a bond cap, and it's going to hit that bond cap in 3 years if this bond act passes. We have massive infrastructure needs that are have no clear source of funding. And the bond act would actually detract from that. It's an inappropriate use of the state's financing.
Amy, let me get you to respond to some of the particular points there. One is, even you said this is to some significant degree for tablets and personal device technologies. And, you know, there's good borrowing and there's bad borrowing. And one marker of good borrowing is often whether it's used for basic infrastructure that'll benefit long-term economic growth that the private sector wouldn't invest on its own, like the interstate system or public school buildings. But if this is for devices, which, you know, they become obsolete, Apple will make sure that these devices become obsolete in a few years and need to be replaced, then it's a recurring expense, not one-time infrastructure like a mortgage on a house. So why should we borrow for that?
Sure, and very good points both to EJ and Brian. I think we need to look long-term for the state of our students. And although you had mentioned Apple, I think it's, in all fairness, there's a lot of manufacturers that stand to gain with this bond proposal. I think that overall, first of all, we need to, as I said, we need to look at broadband. And the reality is that the state of New York is very, very far behind. As of right now, we have 2,390 schools that have been deemed inadequate broadband service. I think that needs to be at the forefront. And to talk about your point that you mentioned earlier, although you don't have many of the schools carrying this as their number one initiative, I think if they were to carry technology or broadband as one of their top priorities, they would open themselves up for a lot of opposition simply because teaching and learning has to be at the forefront. If you look at whether you're in favor or in opposition of Common Core, career and technology readiness, career and technical readiness, the entire future of our students is implied that technology access and broadband will be there. I think that the world that we live in now, we owe it to our students to give them the tools that they need to succeed. Mm-hmm. And without broadband access, number one, they simply cannot have that.
So, EJ, let me throw in a sense the same question back at you. Other than the parts that would be for tablets and other devices, why not look at this as good borrowing, classic borrowing, in the sense that broadband is infrastructure and school buildings are infrastructure as we try to expand to a world that includes universal pre-K?
Well, first of all, it's by no means clear just where the broadband needs are focused and whether they're due to a lack of hard physical infrastructure or due to the inability of schools to afford to pay for high speeds they have access to but don't want to pay for. That's one question I would have. Secondly, like everything associated with this bond, there's been no evaluation or assessment of that question, not in any careful sense. This is $2 billion for an array of things, ranging from, in fact, tablet computers to pre-kindergarten classrooms. There's no, you know, if the proposal was just about broadband, then it should have been limited to broadband. But even on that basis, it could have been better funded through the state's normal budgeting cycle. The state spends $2.7 billion a year on building aid. There should have been a debate on whether to have this, if the need for broadband is as great as Ms. Del Carvo says it is, then there should have been a discussion of adding a segment to the building aid formula to fund broadband. That was not the case. This was trotted out of the blue. There was no careful discussion of the need. I would agree, by the way, Apple's not the only company that would stand to benefit from this. Another big, big vendor would be Google. And Eric Schmidt of Google was placed by the governor on a commission the governor appointed supposedly to advise him on how to best spend this money, which strikes me as a conflict.
Let's get a couple of callers in here. Lenore is calling from Syracuse, and this, of course, is a statewide ballot question. So, Lenore, you're on WNYC. Hello from Lower Manhattan.
Good morning. I am a parent of a preschooler and a kindergartner. And when the American Academy pediatrist says that we need to reduce screen time, why on earth would we be investing in tablets and something that has not been proven by research to actually improve learning?
Well,
I just don't understand why we would spend money on this.
That's a good question. And maybe, Amy, I should ask about the context of your group and its interests. If you're the New York State Association for Computers and Technologies in Education, do you represent the manufacturers? Do you have that vested interest here? What is your group? And then address her concern about screen time, and is this the best place to spend our education dollars anyway?
Sure. So the makeup of NYSGATE, it's New York State Association for Computers and Technologies in Education, nonprofit association that has been in existence since 1965. And we are comprised of over 13,000 New York State educators and administrators that really stand for and share best practices for the appropriate use of technologies. And to be very clear, we are not at all in favor of unplanned one-to-one initiative or smart boards in every room or the one-size-fits-all approach. We are absolutely in favor of the appropriate technology for appropriate students in order to maximize the power of technology, such as for challenged or special needs students, such as gifted and talented students. It's utilizing that power that is available within the technology to maximize its value for every student.
But to the caller's concern that children are being over-screened, over-technologized in the first place, if we're going to borrow $2 billion for something, why wouldn't it be better to say, borrow to create a smaller class size fund and have more contact between students and their human being teachers?
I do believe, and again, we are all in favor of having appropriate teacher-to-student ratios, but I think that we would be kidding ourselves to think that we could properly educate any student of any age without the proper use of technology in their day-to-day learning process.
Mark in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mark.
Hi there. So it strikes me that Andrew Cuomo, as usual, wants to have things both ways here. You know, he's handcuffed the localities by not letting them raise taxes more than 2% a year. And that money is mostly used for education in the localities. So he can claim that he's this big guy against taxes. And then he turns around and he says, but vote for this bond issue, which, of course, will be paid off long after he's gone. So why not encourage pay-as-you-go? Why not encourage fiscal responsibility? Why not encourage that actually the local school boards would have the autonomy to decide what is the best way to spend their money?
Uh-huh. So, EJ, I'm sure you agree with
yes.
the caller.
Yes.
But on the politics, if this was an Andrew Cuomo initiative that the governor created out of thin air and is going around and saying vote yes on question three, what does he get from it politically?
Well, I would almost leave that to political pundits to decide. There have been some who speculated that it makes him look more friendly to education than some other policies might, although, frankly, I've agreed with some of his other policies, so I don't see a need for that. But quite isolated from his motives, even taking it apart from his motives, which I think are questionable, on its own, taken by itself on the merits, this proposal really doesn't make the grade in any way. I mean, it just, you know, the caller talked about pay-as-you-go financing. So here's the state every year on a pay-as-you-go basis reimbursing a very large share of local building costs out of its pay-go state budget, $2.7 billion this year. So that's the answer to the New York City issue, which New York City can also finance at a better interest rate than New York State can. Secondly, on technology, the state has actually, on a pay-go basis, doled out almost $200 million to school districts around the state in the last 5 years in the form of computer hardware aid. That is, districts that are ready and willing and able on their own to do make tech purchases, who decide that it's a priority, they get state aid to help them do it. And I think actually where Ms. Del Corvo and I would agree is that this is not should not be approached in a one-size-fits-all basis, which this Bond Act actually encourages. Local schools should decide how important they think tech is to their current program and should be able to, with state assistance, depending on their ability, decide to do it themselves.
And, Amy, I've heard that school districts have not, by and large, rallied around this and said simply, oh, great, this is a another big cache of money into our coffers that we can really use because we really need this. And I wonder if you see it differently. Do you think school districts around the state are very enthusiastic around this? And I could see why they might not be, as EJ was saying, because this tells them how to use a certain new windfall rather than giving them the flexibility.
I would agree on certain points and I would disagree on others. I think that although where I agree with EJ is that many districts have made technology or technology infrastructure a requirement, which is why we have pockets of innovation and excellence throughout New York State, but not as a sustainable effort in every district in every area of New York State. And we have all heard of five or six schools that have model programs that have been funded by various venues and various foundations, which is wonderful for those students. But what about the students who go to a very small rural district? They deserve the exact same tool set that others deserve. I think to answer your question as to why school districts have not taken this, carried it, and run with it, goes to a much more probably important or deep-found philosophy about the role of a superintendent. They are, in most cases, the highest-paid public official. You have at least half of the community looking for them to succeed, which means the other half is looking for them to fail. And to pick up and carry this initiative would be very difficult. And I'm not quite sure any person in that position would do that as a target. If you are an educator, if you are a parent, if you are a professional, everyone wants the same thing for their children. They want the tools to succeed, to be beneficial so they could be a productive member of society. They simply need these funds to make that happen. We are not asking to replace teachers with the technology. We are not saying a one-size-fits-all. But I think asking for appropriate technology for students so they can become productive citizens is not too much to ask. And quite frankly, we've been advocating for this for so many years. I'm thrilled that New York has finally stepped up in the leadership to make this happen.
All right, listeners, there are our two mini debates on the two controversial ballot questions in New York State tomorrow. By the way, question two doesn't seem to really have any opposition. So we did two question debates. You're going to see number two that doesn't seem to have any real opposition. It's kind of a technical update on something. Question one and question three, we have debated here, the one on redistricting, the one now on the school bond issue. And we thank Amy Perry Del Corvo, Executive Director of the New York State Association for Computers and Technologies in Education, and E.J. McMahon, Senior Fellow for Tax and Budgetary Studies at the Manhattan Institute and Director of its Empire Center for New York State Policy. Thank you both very much.
You're welcome.
Brian, thank you. E.J., thank you very much.
And listeners, one more reminder. On this day before Election Day, we are sending a last round of our Just Vote Already robocalls this evening, robocalls in my voice, to try and convince people who haven't voted in a while to actually get to the polls tomorrow. We're saying we don't care who you vote for. We don't care how you vote on these ballot questions. We just want you to vote. It's a WNYC engaged voter turnout drive. So if you have a friend who you suspect isn't planning to vote, you can sign them up for a robocall. The other thing, and so you can go to our website and see how to do that at WNYC.org. And also, don't forget, we've got our WNYC election guide up there to give you more information about the ballot questions and candidates who are on the ballot as well. So we can help you with this election. We can help you spread the word to vote with our robocalls. You can sign up a friend or relative to receive them. Go to WNYC.org.